Job continued his parable. Now, the word parable is an English word. It actually, in the Hebrew, is mashal, which means he continued. Mashal is like marshal. It means someone who has dominion or power or authority or rule. And so it's kind of like he continues his discourse as a ruler. Or maybe a better way of saying it is, he's speaking for God, who is the ruler. So it's a parable, but it's a divinely inspired parable. He's not just speaking psychologically. There's nothing psychological about this. It sounds psychological, but it's not. Moreover, Job continued his parable, his mashal, and he said, "As God lives, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who has vexed my soul." Now remember, Job is not mad at God. It sounds like it, but he's not. He is suffering right now. He's suffering physically. He's suffering physically. And, a lot of pain. Physically, he's in pain. And then he's suffering psychologically because his soul, this is his body, but his soul is grieved, vexed, as he calls it. And so he's suffering in those ways. But not only is he suffering, he lost all of his money. He was once very wealthy, and now he's poor. So that's one form of grief. But another one is that he lost his children. He lost all of his children. So he lost his family, and his wife's not pleased with him right now either. And so he's having relational problems, wealth problems, health problems. He's having a lot of problems. How many know in the world you have trouble? In the world you have trouble. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So Job really is not, he's not complaining about these things. You might think he is, because these troubles come to everybody. Everybody has physical problems, psychological problems. You're just going to have them. And you can lose relationships that are important to you. And now what? 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 But he's got another problem, maybe as big as all these other problems. All of his friends are accusing him of being guilty, and that's why all these things are happening to him. So, the theological friends that we have aren't always helpful. You know, those friends that say, "You know, Job, I mean, come on, we're your friends. We're trying to help you out here. You know what your problem is?" And then they give you a theology of the reason you're suffering is because you've sinned. And that is really depressing, because now you're not just touching his body and his soul, you're touching his spirit. And Job's parable, his argument is, "No, I'm spiritually fine." Well, then how come you're poor? How come you lost everything? I mean, come on, that had to happen by God. Why have you lost your relationships? I don't think God is, he's not happy with you, obviously. Why is your body sick? Why is disease latching onto you? Well, he said, "I don't know. But I know one thing. I know my Redeemer lives. And I know one thing. Everything's fine. If you're right spiritually, I don't understand the other. I mean, I just wish he'd take me." But he's not doing it, obviously. He's vexing my soul. And it looks like, I don't know, he just won't let me die. All I'm asking is, "God, go ahead and take me. I don't have any point to living now. I've lost my health. I've lost my wealth. I've lost my family. I've lost everything. And what's the point? Just take me." But he's not mad. You say, "Well, that's not possible." Yes, it is. You can have all these problems in your life, and still you have joy on the inside. You can have all these problems in your life, which would throw any man. I mean, if you just have health problems, that's enough. Or if you had financial problems, that's enough. Or if you just had lost a loved one, that's enough. But he has all of that, plus he has friends that are accusing him spiritually. And, Job is kind of like without a pal. Even his wife is not happy with him. And he's outside with the dog. He's out there. And so You know, I love this story because this is the one story in the Bible you don't want to happen to you. I mean, it's kind of like, oh my God, what if I was a good Christian and I did everything right and then God let this happen to me, to test me, to put me through the ringer? You know, it's just, Job, just because I love you so much, I'm gonna put you right through it. Isn't that amazing? That's how much I love you. So it was kind of hard for Job. He didn't doubt. He wasn't doubting God. It's just that everything he feared came upon him. Everything he feared, oh my God, this is what I, you know, deep down, I feared this. I always thought to myself, gee, what if you serve God and then all these bad things happen because he's testing you. And you don't even know what you're supposed to be learning. Has anybody ever thought of that? That maybe God, you know, kind of wouldn't let you in on it? It's like, why? Why is this, God? Just explain it. I'll be okay with it. And God just won't talk. Does anybody notice that? You just kind of like, why is this happening to my family? Why is this happening to my body? Why is this happening, you know, to my nation? Why is this happening? What? And God just, he just won't help you. Come on, God, you're supposed to be a helper. You're not helping. Has anybody ever been frustrated with God? You just wish you could shake him a little and make him come through. But he won't do it. He's just up there, leisure as can be, having a good time. He's not sweating anything. You know, he's not worried about his wallet. He's not worried about his health. He's not worried about relationships or anything. He's cool. But we're down here toughing it out. Come on, God, why don't you become a people? See what it's like. You know, walk in my shoes for a while. But God really, he doesn't fall for that argument. That doesn't bother him at all. Now, have you ever wondered why God does what he does? And if you were God, you'd probably change things a little. You ever thought that? You know, if I were God, I would be a little more fair. How many think that God sometimes, it just isn't fair. It isn't fair. I served you. I was one of the best. I mean, I was one of your best pupils, disciples. Everything was going my way for a while there, and now I can't explain it to my friends. They're all asking me, well, what's happened to you, brother? Well, you're just hitting on a little hard time here. And you're trying to explain it to everybody, because I thought you were a deacon. I thought you were an elder in the church. I thought you were a judge. I thought you were a pastor. I thought you were a godly man. Well, I am. What do you mean you are? I mean, God's after you, brother. It's obvious. Look at America now. How many know America's being judged? I think we sin a lot more than the founders sinned. How many know that we've improved on our sinning? Because that's why we're being judged, because we're wicked. How many know the founders weren't wicked? We are. Do y'all know what I'm saying? I mean, these are kind of like guesses we're making as to why what's going on is going on. Kind of like, God, you know, if I were you, I'd change things a little bit. You seem to let the wicked prosper and the righteous are going down the tube. Have you ever noticed that? Has anybody ever noticed that? Here we are praying and reading our Bibles, going to church. We didn't go golfing or anything on Sunday, and I mean, that's one I didn't do. And you know, it's kind of like, God, how about a reward? How long have I not had fun? I haven't done anything fun for a long time. Come through a little bit here. And it just seems like when it rains, it pours. No, no. Job refused to doubt that God was good. I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know that on the latter day, he will stand upon the earth. I mean, I don't care what it looks like today. Everything's going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. How many have this kind of attitude? No matter what happens, I mean, and all hell can break loose on the right hand and the left hand and, you know, and everything. It just, sometimes you work so hard and then it just all goes to pot. And you just wonder, well, what would I do all that for? What was that all about? I worked pretty hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just seems like some people are working real hard to kind of get something going good, and then God just cuts your knees right off. Just slap, you know, all of a sudden you don't have any knees. And you're right down on the ground. Has anybody noticed that? I mean, just, I don't know, that seems, that strikes me as accurate. And so his friends were telling him, Job, look, here's the deal. God's merciful. God is kind. If you just say you're sorry and you've done some sins, I'm sure things will turn around for you, buddy. Do it. And Job said, I've done nothing wrong. There is no sin in my life that God is dealing with. Job, how can somebody say that? You're a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all sinners. Everybody's a sinner. And you're a big one. And God, it's obvious that God's not on your side. Amen? I mean, how can Al-Qaeda blow us up? How can, you know, if we're such good guys like we say we are, how come the Christian nation isn't doing so hot? How come we're getting isolated and a lot of people hate us? Did you know that Americans are hated now? What did we ever do wrong? So people have their theories. I know what it is. You know, and then they tell you what the problem of America is or something, what the problem of the church is, and so on. Well, I'll tell you what, here's the deal. I don't care how many bad things you come up with, here's the deal. All things are working together for the good. I mean, everything's going our way. Woo-hoo! I mean, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your health looks like, your wealth looks like, your relationships looks like, your friends looks like. I don't care what the nation looks like, the economy, the war. I don't care. God says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Oh, man, that's hard. That is hard. That is impossible for human flesh to do that. I mean, you'd have to be a Christian or something. You'd have to be a Christian to believe that everything was right on target, that God had everything arranged perfectly. He was in full charge, full power. There was no devil to thwart anything he was up to, and everything's going fine. Amen. Isn't this a great day? This is the day. Hey! You know, and boy, every day is great. Every day you wake up, every day is glorious. Amen? It doesn't look that way. I know that. I know it doesn't look that way. I know it doesn't look that way. I'm just saying it is. I'm not saying it looks. I'm just saying it is. I'm saying everything's going my way. Could you say that of today? Hey, today's the best day of my life. Could you say that today? Peg, you're going to say that? Amen. She did. She said it. And you know that took some faith on her part. That took faith. Who else could say that? Norman? Praise God. Yeah. Woo. Anybody else? Yeah. Come on. Best day of your life? Today? Yeah. It's a miracle. Best day. Why is it the best day? I'll tell you, there's only one reason. It has nothing to do with all that stuff we talked about. It's God's good. God's good, and God's on my side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? How could I ever lose something when God has already given me everything? How can I lose something God gave me? If God gives you something, you can't lose it. Because he gave it to you. He's not, you know, what we used to call an Indian giver. I got to give it and then take it back. Wow, if you're not worthy of that, give me that back. That's funny. The other day, that person's not here, but I was playing golf with somebody, and he gave me a Callaway pitching wedge. He gave it to me. He said, here, I got two of them, take one. Oh, thanks. Then a little while he said, I don't want you to have that, because, you know, I was using it well, and he just didn't like it. Give me that back. So I said, well, I need a wedge. I said, here, take this old Cleveland one. He gave me a Cleveland. And I started doing well with that. He was willing to trade it back again. No. God's not like that. If God gives you something, you don't lose it. You're not going to lose it. He's just generous. He's kind. Amen? Woo-hoo! Isn't God good? You say, well, Pastor, that's because everything's going well. What if life stinks all of a sudden? What, you know, like my wife noticed that some of my teeth are falling out and stuff like that. You know, I line them up on the dashboard. They're kind of falling out. She said, what's that? Oh, that's another one. And I just kind of line them up. Because they come out every once in a while. You just wiggle them out and put them on the desk. Dry them out. Pretty soon I'll be toothless. I mean, right now they're way in the back so you can't see them. But pretty soon they'll come out of the front. Isn't that awful? I mean, that's something you fear. That's something you fear. I mean, you've always seen old people and they look awful. And, well, anyway. I mean, life could get you down. Don't let it. Come on, God is good. Amen? God is good. I mean, all he wants, he's just putting you to the test. He's good. Now, you all know how it turns out. Job gets twice as much as he had before. He gets more children. You know, his health comes back. You know, his wife's happy with him again and all that stuff. Okay, everything works out. But right now, we're going through it. You know, it's one thing to look back and say, gee, that was easy. When you're going through it, it's hell. It's hell. It's like, God, who could rejoice? Now, I ain't rejoicing. I'm going to postpone happiness for a week. I'm not gonna smile for next week. Because things just look bad, right? How many have been in that depressed state? I mean, you can just go depressed for weeks, months, years, eons. There are people that are depressed their whole lives. Amen? It's because they expected life to be better than it was. They thought they'd be better. They thought things would work out differently. You know? I mean, there are people that are depressed over the marriage they're in. There are others depressed over the marriage they just left. There are others depressed because they're not married. There are others depressed because they are. So, you know, it doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So, what is she depressed over?
You're not depressed.
So, you know, God just wants you to know he's a good God. I just tell you, God is so good. I mean, I just boil it down to one word. God likes me. He's just on my side. If God be for me, who can be against me? Stop trying to fix your life. Stop it. Everybody's trying to not be sick or not be poor or not be lonely or whatever. Why? What's wrong with Jesus? What's wrong with just having Jesus? Hey, look, I'll tell you something. Let's say you have everything else. Yeah, but when you have it, you're nervous. You know, when you have it, you have nervous. You can lose everything and you still have lost nothing because God can restore it. Look, somebody who has gone before you and they've died, they're still all right. God's got them. They're happy. My mom's fine. Joy is fine. The people that have gone before us, they're resting. They're not nervous. Amen? Blessed are those that die in the Lord from henceforth. That's amazing. I mean, it's not necessarily fun to be here. You know what I mean? It's not all that fun. It's only fun if you have a God who likes you. That's what's fun. It's fun to have a God that'll forgive you and help you and, you know, give you eternity and all that stuff and not worry about how you're doing in this world because you're probably not going to be everything you could be. As anybody kind of has a goal, and you might come up short. In fact, I'm just going to prophesy right now. You're going to come up short. You're going to come up short. I mean, nobody's going to reach the goal. I don't care how low your goal is. You're not going to reach it. You might as well shoot high, because you're going to miss it anyway. So you might as well just, yeah, okay, well, I want to, you know. But whatever it is, as high as you could imagine, God's got something better in mind. You can't reach your goal, but God can just give it to you. You can't reach it, but God can just give it to you. See, it's like a little kid reaching up, you know, trying to get something from the table, and a parent just comes along and hands it to him. The little kid's trying to reach up, you know, and they're trying to reach up, and they just can't get it. And the parent just comes along, hey, is this what you wanted? isn't that great? What a God we have. You're struggling so hard. You know, just, you know, relax. Don't worry. Everything's going your way. Well, anyway, I like the Job story because here's a guy that's got everything negative and he once had everything positive. I mean, it's one thing to start out negative and then to stay that way. It's another thing to have everything going your way and then to lose it. I mean, you had it. It's not much of a loss if you never had anything. It's not much of a loss. It's only a loss if you had something. Remember the good old days? when you had youth, you know, when you had good looks. Look how ugly you've gotten lately. I mean, check close. You look in the mirror and, ooh, wow, what's this? You know, and you're always checking your nose and your ears and your, you know, your parts and everything. And, you know, things are, it's not that great anymore. You go in the mirror and, you know, you just, it just, it's not that impressive. When you're young, though, you just dream of being great someday, handsome, good looking, pretty, you know, you just dream of that. But as you grow older, you just realize, well, there's no point. You just kind of give up. Is anyone else like me? I mean, I love life just the way it is. I don't want life to be fixed up. I like it just the way it is. Is anybody else that's content? Content in whatever state you are. I don't care how it is. Is anyone else content? Because you haven't got it if you're not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Dear, can raise your hand. Are you really content? Yeah, look at that. See? Yeah. Because you have Pastor Jim. Right. He likes me. I'll tell you, when little kids like you, you got something. Yeah. So, you see, God is a good God. I have that God. I have that God. That God likes me long before I liked him. I didn't even like God for a long time. I didn't even want a God. Has anybody ever been like that, like me? I didn't even want a God. Because he'd try to keep me from sinning. Some of my sins were happy. You know? Doing wrong was actually, I liked doing it. I didn't even feel guilty about all of my sins. Anybody ever do that? You know, going my way. I like running things. Even if I was ruining everything I was running, I liked it. I enjoyed it. You know, I could take something. It's like little kids. They build up these things and then they just knock them down, especially the boys. They'll build something up, and instead of keeping it, they'll just knock that thing down, and they just love it. And sometimes that's the way our life is. You just keep ruining one thing after another, and you never build anything up. Anybody ever done that? You ruined something, instead of building it up, you just imagined you were going to build it up, but you didn't. Because it's hard work building stuff back up again. It's hard. And I don't know, just life can just get you down. Is anybody depressed today or sad or down in the, what do they call it, dumps? Anybody down in the dumps? Mully grubbing, whatever that is. There's a lot of words. We don't even know what they are. But we know you're supposed to say them. But I don't even know what a mully grump is. All I know is sometimes we get like that. But God, here's God, here's God, here's God. All things are working together for the good. See how cool he is? Hey, everything's fine. Just keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on me. And if you keep your eye on the Lord, everything will go your way. He made that promise. Now, sometimes he delays. I know that. I do know that. When God says, right early, he has a different watch than you have. So you say, God, you said right early. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer. Well, you call, and he doesn't. God, are you in or not? And you know, you just put it on the machine. You know, God, call me back. It's me, desperate. And God just, I think he's like I am. You look at the screen, you know, on that little thing and check it out. Oh, no. She's obnoxious. Oh, she's a troublemaker. You know, she's trying to talk to me all the time. You know, and I screen those. Does anybody else do that? I screen them. There's one I'm not answering. Is anybody else like that? It's not good as a pastor. That's not good. And that's why I've lost all these members. I should have answered the machine. Praise God. Yoo-hoo! How can a guy like me smile? I haven't really been that good a person. In fact, I haven't even made an effort. Hello! The only reason any of you even like me at all is because you don't even have a clue as to who I am. No, really, I mean, you don't know me. Peggy knows me. She doesn't like me all that much. She knows me. Right, Peg? Did you see that? Did you see that? It wasn't a, yes, I love him. That's kind of what I expected. But you aim high, and you don't get there, but you aim high. Yeah, she's straightforward. Peg is straightforward. Anyway, praise God. Isn't everything going our way? Come on, isn't everything going our way? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Now, here, listen to Job's argument. I like the way Job argues. Remember, I told you he had problems in his life more than you have. You have problems, but he has more. He has more problems than you have. Moreover, Job continued his little parable, and he said, as God lives, who has taken away my judgment, in other words, my mishpat, he didn't give me a, he wasn't just. A just God would see that I'm righteous and not let all this stuff happen to me. And the Almighty, who has vexed my soul, you know, he not only won't give me good justice, but he's vexed my soul. I mean, I say God did it. All the while, my breath is in me and the Spirit of God's in my nostrils. In other words, I'm one of his. My lips, however, shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. I'm not going to say anything negative toward God. I'm just simply saying he hasn't given me the justice he owes me. God forbid that I should justify you guys until I die. I'm not going to do it. I will not remove my integrity from me. I'm not going to say I'm guilty or bad or evil. I don't know why everything's happening, but I'm going to say I'm righteous and beloved of God, and he loves me, and I can't figure it out, but I'm going to keep saying it. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. Is there anybody here like that? That you believe that no matter how it appears, that God is on your side? I mean, you know, you can look at it, and people can look at it, and they can say, well, you know, if God were for you, why don't you have more people at your church? They can say that. And I have no answer. I'm myself embarrassed by the thing. It's like, it is pitiful. And I don't feel it has anything to do with my being a good pastor. I feel I'm a great pastor. I can't imagine why everyone isn't here. Why isn't all Fort Worth here? But there must be something wrong. It's probably something I'm not noticing. Is it I pick my ears or what? 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 I did take a shower. I mean, what? Well, I can't figure it. So I just keep plugging along. I'm oblivious to the real reasons why people are mad or leave or whatever. I'm having a good time. I'm having too much good time, and I believe the best is yet to come. I just imagine this place will be packed out. Of course, that's my goal. It may come short of that. But I'm just not going to be depressed by it. I'll cling to it if there's just me and Peg. Well, then maybe if they're just me. I don't know if I would fake it if it was just me. If it was just me, I don't know how long I would put up with it. Y'all understand? How many believe that God is on our side and that everything's going well? Don't go by your eyes. You can't go by what you see. You say, Pastor, you're kind of crazy. I don't think so. I think God is for me. I think God is for me, and I think everything's going my way. I don't care what I see today. Well, come tomorrow. I'm just in between congregations right now. We got a good one coming up. Just hang in. They'll all come back. Or get some new ones. We need new blood, fresh blood. Go out and win 10 people this week. I'll bring them in. Because this message is good. God is good. It has nothing to do with circumstances. Don't worry about circumstances. They don't mean anything. Amen. Do you think Art was worried about circumstances? Art Katz? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it matters. Let circumstances be whatever they are. So Job won't let go of his integrity. He won't admit, well, it's your own fault. You did something wrong. He said, no, I'm not going to. As long as I live, I won't listen to my heart. I'm not going to let it condemn me. I know in 1 John 3:20 and 21 it says, if your heart doesn't condemn you, and if your heart does, don't pay attention to it. Go by God. And if your heart doesn't, that's good. Don't let your heart condemn you. Let mine enemy be as wicked as he wants to be. He that rises up against me, let him be like the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Even if he has gained the whole world, and then God takes away his soul. Hey, that's something Jesus said. Jesus said, what's it profit a man if he wins the whole world and then loses his soul? You know, I may lose the world. I may lose the world. Maybe I'll lose the world. I do such crazy things, I'm probably going to lose the world. But you know what? I may not have been successful, but I'm not going to lose my soul. My soul is happy. It's happy. In spite of, any, I don't care how appearances are. I mean, maybe it's just summertime or something. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I believe that everything's going well. I love God. And moreover, I know he loves me. And I'll tell you something else. Not everybody's preaching this clear message. I can't imagine. You go out and you just see people that they're living on nothing. Do you agree with that? So, you know, it's amazing. I live for every word that comes out of God's mouth. I live by every word that comes out of God's mouth. Whatever God says, I live by it. I don't live by anything else. And that's being tested. That's being proven. It's the best. The best is yet to come. I believe it's not over yet till the fat lady sings. I don't think she's sung anything yet. I don't believe it's over yet. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, even if he's gained the whole world, when God takes away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes on him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? No, he's a hypocrite. I will teach you, Job says, by the hand of God, that which is with the Almighty. I'm not going to conceal it. Behold, all you yourselves have seen it. Why then are you thus altogether vain? In other words, you've seen it. This is the portion of a wicked man with God and the heritage of all oppressors, which they receive of the Almighty. In other words, if you've done wrong, you will receive a judgment, but it may not be in this world. If the wicked, the children of the wicked are multiplied, it's only for the sword. And his offspring, that the fruit of his life, they will not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. You know, wicked people have no hope. Though he heaps up silver as the dust and prepares raiment, clothing, as the clay. In other words, there's a lot of it. He may prepare it, but only the righteous shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide all of his silver. In other words, those that are good people like I am. Are you all like I am? Do you realize it's all going to come? There's no doubt about it. He builds his house as a moth and as a booth that the keeper makes. In other words, you know, he's thinking he's going to build something great, but in the end, it'll be destroyed. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. In other words, when he lies down, he's not going to go with the righteous to his fathers. He opens his eyes, and then he's gone. He's not. Terrors take hold of him as the waters, and a tempest steals him away in the night. So when a wicked man dies, there's no hope in him. But when a righteous man dies, he's full of hope. The east wind carries him away, and he departs as a storm hurled out of his place. So it's like, you know, one of those storms that throw things a long distance. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clasp their hands at him and hiss out of his place. That's the way men will treat the wicked. You see, what God wants us to know is that wisdom is all you need in this world. Don't be foolish. Just get a hold of wisdom. Wisdom is sometimes the wicked flourish and the righteous are suffering. But I believe suffering is the best thing can happen to us. I believe going through trials and troubles and tribulations and suffering is really good for us. Amen? Now, how many are going through something right now and you could stand up and say, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened to me right now because I'm drawn close to God and everything else is falling away. I'm so focused that God, you are my only hope. And I can't rely on anything else. You're my hope and my joy right now. How many could testify to that? Yeah? Yeah, I mean, because you get beat down by life, but you have to say, no, everything's going my way. But it doesn't look that way. 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 Because we complain when the toaster breaks down. You know, we complain about the doorbell not working. Hey, my life stinks. Look at this doorbell won't work. You know, we complain about everything, don't we? If you get a fingernail or whatever, I mean, everything. We complain about anything. Hello? But there's more important things out there. Here, what's more important? Well, I would say that you have to know God loves you. That's what I want to know. I mean, I don't want to know it in theory. I want to know it in fact, that God actually is in love with me. I mean, he totally delights in me. I like to have God kind of stick his hand down and kind of point and say, that's my boy. Something like that. Do you all have that kind of idea? He just put his hand right down through the ceiling. That's my boy, Jim. I think that's funny. I think he'll do it. I think he's going to do it. But he'll probably wait till the next world. But, you know, eventually I will be vindicated. Amen? Eventually I'll be vindicated. Eventually. But you sometimes have to wait for a few weeks. You have to wait a few weeks. Just give it some time. Time heals all things. It doesn't. That's not in the Bible. I just said that. Because people say that. Well, time heals all things. It doesn't. It doesn't heal anything. I mean, they're thinking if you cut your finger, that you give a little bit of time, it'll heal over. But it actually can just leave a big scar. So time isn't healing anything. It's God that heals all things, not time. It's God. And how many know that God can speed it up? He can make your healing fast or slow it down. God, I want to be right with God. If I'm right with God, I don't care about health. I don't care about wealth. I don't care about relationships. I don't care about friends that turn on me and theological arguments against me and so on. I don't care about all that. I know I'm right because I know there's one thing I know. I don't know anything. That's what I know. I don't know anything. I don't know anything except this. God knows me. God knows everything and he likes me. That's what I know. Does anybody have that kind of knowledge? That's wisdom. I don't have to work at this. I'm not going to work at this. I'm not going to do anything. I'll just let God bless me. I'm reaching for the cookie, but I know God will hand it to me. Jim, what are you doing? Okay, I reached that cookie. He just hand it to me. Thank you. And that is a great way to live. In fact, if he gives me a cookie, I'm going to put it in my pocket and then try to get another one in case the next time he's not there. Can I have another cookie? You ever done it like that? Well, I mean, when it's coming, keep it going. You know, stack it up because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Amen? You have to have a little wisdom. You have to have wisdom to save up for the next day. Amen? Are you like me? Sometimes I just kind of spend everything. And you have nothing left. You know, well, I gave it my best shot. And didn't work. So you have to start all over again. Is anyone like that? An impulse buyer? Impulse spender? Come on, I know at least one or two of you are like that. Fools. I mean, complete fools. Well, look, this should be good, and then you do it, and then you realize, whoa, I should have looked into it. I should have looked into it. I should have checked that out more carefully. I don't know why I didn't pay attention to what Peg said. I should have listened. Because Peg is the kind of person that will say, I don't feel good about it. Well, what, like what? 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 Well, I don't know. I just don't feel good. Well, give a reason. I don't have any. Just don't do it. Well, I'm going to do it because you don't really have a reason. And later, I have to come back and say, you know what? You were right on that. I hate that. I hate coming back like that. And she'll usually, in case I don't say that, she'll come, "Didn't I say that?" "Well, you said it, but you didn't say it too carefully. You had a nasty attitude." She's always undermining me, emasculating me, trying to tear me down, you know? But I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it. I'm saying this for your sake if you got a marriage like that. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. How many know that God, I tell you, this is the best world ever. I don't want another world. I like this world. Don't you like this world? This is a great world. It's full of trouble, but Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I overcome the world." Be of good cheer. Don't be of good cheer in a better world. Be of good cheer in this world. How many know that we in Texas are blessed beyond anybody in the world? I don't think anybody's as blessed as we are. I mean, we're blessed just to be here. I used to live in Chicago. That's an awful place. This is a great place. Just being here is better than being there. I even moved my mom down, you know, because I said, "Mom, come down to Texas. I hate the heat." "I know, but you just turn on the air conditioning." And so that's what she did. She just sat and watched television, turned on the air conditioning, ate cookies and ice cream. I mean, that was it. She had a great life. Judy, she did. She did. And if you came over, she'd give you some of the cookies she had and ice cream. And, you know, she survived on that. She lived on that. Did anybody ever go visit my mom? She'd have peanuts for you or whatever she had. And she always had about 30 boxes of whatever it was. I mean, she didn't just have a few. And they were right there in the living room. You just walk in, there it is. It's like a store. You need toothpaste, shaving cream, you know, whatever. I said, "Mom, what'd you buy all this for? You don't even shave." "Well, it was on sale." And she and Norma, Norma's not here, but she and Norma, they just saved coupons. I mean, they had boxes of them. Just on anything you could think of, they would have coupons. And then my mom didn't drive, so she would have Norma go and get them. Norma, over in Walgreens in Hearst, they have these, and then she'd tell her, you know, what the number was in the box and what color it was. "Now, don't get the green one, get the orange one. Here's the coupon." Norma would go there, and you couldn't find it at that store. She'd go to another store. They didn't have that one that Mom was saying. You know, so it would be hours and hours finding these things. Finally, it's down in Burleson or something. My mom lost more friends that way. God is good. Job, I love the story of Job. Job is not complaining. You might think he's a complainer. The only thing he's saying is, "Yeah, I don't want to live if I don't have a point, if there's no purpose to my life." But there is a purpose to your life. Just being alive, people, it's exciting. I don't want to be dead. Who can praise God when you're dead? I like being alive, testifying of God, of His goodness, of His greatness. Everything going my way. Everything's on my side. Nick, did you know that? Everything's on your side. You don't deserve anything, but everything's going your way. You just say it. Don't understand it. Just say it. Everything's going my way. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We produce hypocrites and liars here. Just say it. Just say it. Who else? Everything's going my way. You don't want to say it? Okay. All right. You don't have to say it. Just say it. Just force yourself. Amen. Because you have a good God. You have a good God. Don't look, because then you won't be able to say it. If you look, you're not going to say it. Because, I mean, how many know you can, if you look for a problem, you'll find one. In the world, you have trouble. There's trouble everywhere. What is it? That's no genius to figure out that there's troubles everywhere. There's troubles with the economy, troubles with the politicians, troubles with the churches, troubles with my health, my wealth. You know, there's troubles everywhere. Well, that's all. Yeah, be of good cheer. That's what God said. Be of good cheer. So that's what God's looking for. That's what God's looking for. Someone that'll trust Him. Just believe Him. "Why don't you believe me?" He's saying. "Didn't I create you? Didn't I redeem you? Didn't I give you the Holy Spirit? What more do you want? What more do you want?" And then we have our little list. "Could I have a good marriage?" That's not part of the package. What's wrong with a bad marriage? But you get created and redeemed in the Holy Spirit. But you get a bad marriage. But what's wrong with that? Hello? And then here's another one. If you seek first the kingdom of God, he'll give you everything else. Then you get it because you don't care about it. If you care about it, like that little kid, give me a cookie. You know, if you care about it, you're not going to get it. Because you can't reach the cookie. Has anybody figured that out? You cannot reach the cookie. You just go like this. God, give me a cookie. God just give you a cookie. But you're not going to reach it. You're not going to reach it. Has anybody discovered that? You try to get a good marriage, you're not going to get it. You try to keep good health, you die early. I mean, I don't care what the thing is, you're not going to get it. Hello? It's only young people that still believe in the future because they're young. So that's why they believe that. But when they get old, they don't believe that anymore. Come on, just relax and let God just bless you out of your socks. And then give testimony to him. Every week, give a testimony. That's why I like Leslie Ann. Remember Leslie Ann? Every week she had testimony. It's kind of like, Leslie, I gave one last week. Sometimes she gave two in a day. One time she gave three. It's too many. But she was excited just to breathe, just to be alive, just to know Jesus loved her. I tell you, that was great. That's great to be 80, whatever she was, and still be chugging along like that. She was happy to the very end. Joy was like that. My mom was like that. I tell you, that's a good... We miss those kind of people. We need those kind of people. Some of you get old quick. We need some old people in this church now. Where's Joe? We need Joe. We need to have old people. The best is yet to come. You all believe God? Don't expect to see it just because you believe it. If you believe, you will see, but you might have to wait a while. But if you believe, you will see. Not if you see, you will believe. Anybody can see and believe. Here's the secret to us. We don't need to see it to believe it. Isn't that beautiful? Only God can do that. 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 Everything is going our way. Only God. Only God. Only God. I love God. I love him with all my heart. Now, who has a testimony? Who has a testimony? All right. It's a good message anyway. It's a good message. Yes. Good. God is good and everything's going your way. What about you? God is good? Amen. Praise God. It's good. Powerful. See? You don't have to know anything to say it. You don't have to build it on any experiences. He's just happy to be alive. Who else is happy to be alive? Amen. Always give a testimony. Never give a bad report. I don't care what the situation is. Keep looking at it till God shows you his way of looking at it. You don't understand. Everything is always rigged by God, but sometimes he lets the righteous suffer a while to make everybody go, you know, like that. But you just got to check with God. Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? Well, it doesn't look good. Remember when they got in the land and they saw there were giants there? Remember that? Oh, man, it's a good land, but there are giants there. That's problems. That's all right. You know what giants are? You know what giants are? They're troubles. They're difficulties. They're problems. They're obstacles. Giants are food for the children. It all depends on how you look at it. You could see a giant as being a guy against you, but you could also see a giant as being food for your kids. I mean, imagine a giant. You could if he was a burger or something, or what do you call those submarine things? You could eat that giant for years. You know what I mean? So that's why they sell those things, giant Subway things. Why? Because you can eat them forever. That's every problem in your life is actually a blessing in disguise. That if you'll ask God to tell you what it is, it turns out to be better than what you had in mind. Right? Now, let's say Jesus. Let's say God said to him, Jesus, today is Good Friday. They're going to kill you this afternoon. And he said, now I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to live and have a banquet or die on the cross? Which would you like? And Jesus thinks it over. Okay, go over those two again. Live and have a banquet or die and... Gosh, that's a hard choice. Let me think. So Jesus right away said this. He said this. Ha! Not what I will, but thy will be done. Father, which one do you pick? I pick the cross. That'll bless others. What about me? Don't worry about you. I'll take care of you. Oh, you see, so Jesus picked the cross for your sake because it pleased the Father, and Jesus didn't worry about himself because he said the Father would take care of him. So, sure enough, he dies 24 hours. I know it's 3 days and three nights, but that's just how the thing works. But he jumps up again. He only really suffered for one day, really. It wasn't that big a deal. I don't know why anyone's complaining about it. He's just back up again Sunday morning. So Jesus actually did that for you and me, and then he got all the blessings. And today he's happy. Jesus is happy today. Because he resurrected from the dead to prove to you that death is nothing. To prove to you death is nothing. Don't be afraid of death. It's asleep. It's just asleep. Jesus died. Then he could jump back up again. Kind of show you something. Oh, see, that's all death is. It's just like asleep. Then he jumped up again and became the king. Imagine you're dying and they killed you so you couldn't become king. And then 2 days later, you're up again becoming the king. On the third day, he rose again and now he's king. Amen? How many know that God has it all rigged so that you win? You can't lose. I mean, I tell you, you cannot lose. Even if it looks like you're losing, you're winning. You're a winner because you got a God who loves you unconditionally. Do you all understand that? Everything's going your way. You're being blessed. Now, let's say tomorrow or next week when you come back, this place is packed out and loaded and everything's going our way and the gas well came in and all that stuff. Suddenly, you know... So what? So what? 100,000 people come. Who cares? It's good today. It doesn't have to look like it to be. I believe God is good, and I believe everything is going our way. And I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it looks. Jesus didn't care how it looks. Job didn't care how it looks. Why should we? That's what this book is all about. It's about everything a person could be afraid of it happened to Job. Everything somebody could be afraid of, it happened to Job. But everything Job believed in also happened. It also happened. It happened, and it happened right on time. I don't think my Father in heaven is sleeping upstairs and doesn't know what's going on. I believe he's totally paying attention. And I believe the best has been saved to the last. And I believe you're about to see a revival that would be so extraordinary. You have no idea what it's going to be. It'd be so extraordinary that the world isn't even ready for it. But we are. I am. I've prepared myself. I'm totally prepared. And if I keel over, I don't care. Because I still know it's going to happen. I believe the best is yet to come. I mean, absolutely been saved. He kept the best wine out. See? And you look at it and you say, it looks like water. But when he touches it, it's wine. You say it looks like water. It looks like it's flat. It looks like there's no life in it. But when he touches it, boom, all of a sudden, it's full of life. It's full of energy. It's full of happiness and joy and peace. I'm not going to complain when I go to heaven and say, gee, you got nicer trees than we had down there. I'm not going to complain. I like the trees we got down here. I like the potholes. I like the way it is down here. I like the way it is. I think this is a nice world. I know it stinks. I know there's a lot of bad stuff, but I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at it, you look at this and you look at that, but it all works out. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. How many believe that God is a healing God? That God healeth the brokenhearted. God healeth. He doesn't do it because we're worthy. He does it because he is worthy. Doesn't do it because we are worthy. Does it because he is worthy. And we just call upon him and he'll answer. Let's pray right now. Let's pray right now. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for a miracle. We thank you that it's easy for you to miraculously restore that which the enemy would destroy. The only problem for the enemy is he has to check with you. And the great advantage we have is that we have checked with you. And no matter what happens, it always comes out good on our side. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're free then to ask what we want. That's what you said. So we want a complete, total, miraculous healing in the name of Jesus Christ right now for our brother. Strengthen him in the inner man and strengthen his outer body. You care as much for the body as you do for the soul. If you do something, it's important. It's important. Little things are just as important as big things. They're all the same with you. Whatever you do is big. Whatever you do is great, even when it appears small. So, Lord God, we thank you for this big, great, wondrous miracle. Heal our brother and heal his family and heal their well-being and their excitement and their joy, that everything they've endured and gone through is for a purpose, and it's a good purpose, and it will not fail. It will succeed. In Jesus' holy and wondrous name, and everyone said, amen. The best is yet to come. If you can rejoice when things look tough, you can endure suffering and rejoice anyway, hope anyway, never give up, because God is good, has nothing to do with you. He's never working on you. He's not interested in you shaping up, agreeing, cooperating, or anything. He doesn't want you to do anything. He's done it all. It's already done. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. So all he's ever wanted was, what kind of a father do you think I am? What kind of a father do you know me to be? I wrote it down in the book that I'm good. The only thing that leads to repentance is the goodness of God. That's what the world does not know. Religion does not know that. Religion is making people religious so that then God will like them. No, you don't have to be good to be right. Just be right with God, who is good. He's good, so you'll be right. He's good, so you'll be right. Just get right with a good God, then you'll be right. That's all that God wants. He doesn't want you to prove anything. He wants to prove something. He's not in the docket. You're not in the docket. He is. You're not in the docket. He's the guy that made all the promises. I will have a holy people. I will bring them through. I will be you, blah, blah, blah. Well, he made all those promises. So let him keep them. I'm just a believer. I'm just a taker. I don't have to help him out. I'm not God. I'm not God. I can't even cooperate. I can't even keep myself. Let God be true and every man a liar. I'm just a liar. There's evidence of that every day of my life. Everything. All right. We love y'all. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. You're not blessing the Lord. The Lord is blessing you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You're not keeping you. He's keeping you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and give you his grace, his glory, his love, his peace. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, the peace that he has, the peace that he wants for you, complete restoration, complete joy, complete happiness. And we ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Depart in his peace.